Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. It's in Ephesians 5 in verse 17 that we read, "Wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." We should be interested in knowing what God's will is. It's in Acts 22 that we read in verse 14, it says that the God of our fathers hath chosen thee that thou should know his will and see that just one and should hear the voice of his mouth. So truly, we see that we can look at creation and know that there is a God, but we cannot know what God's will for us is. That's why he has given unto us the Holy Scriptures. This is the revelation of his mind, that we can know what his will for us is. So let us not be unwise, but let us understand the will of the Lord. You know, God wills for man to know the truth. In Matthew 28 and verse 19, the commission was given, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." It's in Mark 16 and verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. It's in John 8 and verse 31 that Jesus said to those Jews that believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So God wills for us to know the truth. God wills for us to repent. We know that from 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus said in Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 55, that he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." That was the message that Jesus preached when he first began to preach, when we know he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So God wills for man to do just that, to repent, to turn from sin, and to know the truth that can save us. We're to obey that truth. Well, that's God's will for us as well. In Romans 16 and verse 26, "And now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." So we're to obey the truth. We're to have that faith that comes from the hearing of God's word, Romans 10:17. And we know in John 17:17, God's word is truth, so therefore we must have obedience of faith, and that's what God's will for us is, to obey the truth. Also, God wills for man to be delivered from evil. In Galatians 1, beginning with verse 3, grace be to you, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God wills for men to be delivered from evil. God wills for man to be saved. John 3:16. Which of us don't know what that verse says? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. So truly, we are saved by Jesus through his death, for his tasting death for every man. And God wills for man to be sanctified. That word sanctified simply means to be set apart. That is, set apart from the world and set apart for God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says in verse 3, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. It also is in Hebrews 10 that we read, beginning with verse 9, then said he, lo, I'll come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ Jesus once and for all. What the Hebrew writer is talking about here is that when Christ came, he took away the law of Moses. He nailed it to his cross. And in doing so, he established the second, what you and I normally refer to as the New Testament. And it is by the New Testament that we're sanctified, because the New Testament is given to us for the fact that Jesus offered his body once and for all. It's through his blood that we have the forgiveness of sin. Under the law of Moses, it was animals. It was the blood of animals, the blood of bulls and goats, and those could not take away sin. Sin was always remembered. But under the fact that Jesus died, he took that law of Moses with its animal sacrifices out of the way, nailed it to his cross, and he himself offered his body once and for all. And it's through him that we are sanctified. We're set apart. We're forgiven of our sin. So that's what God will for man is. Now, when it comes to those that are God's children, through obedience to the gospel, God has a will for them. God's will for his children is to be filled with the knowledge of his will. In Colossians 1, we read in verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. So as children of God, God wills for us to be filled with the knowledge of his will. God's will for us as his children is to grow spiritually. In 2 Peter chapter 3, we read in verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. God wills for us as his children to grow spiritually. God wills for us as his children to be faithful. Hebrews 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. We're told to be faithful until death in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. That's what God's will is, because only faithfulness until death can give us that crown of righteousness. God wills for His children to be thankful. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God also wills that His children be honest and that they be law-abiding. It's in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust that war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be the kings as supreme or under governors, as unto them that are sent by Him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Yes, God wills for His children to be honest, to be law-abiding. We all, every one of us as human beings, we all must do the Father's will if we ever expect to enter into heaven. It's in Matthew 7 and verse 21, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. It's in 1 John that we read in chapter 2 and verse 17 that Jesus says the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. It's in Hebrews 10 that we read in verse 36, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. See, we must, as we said in the start of our study in Ephesians 5, verse 17, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Our ignorance of God's will, or our failure to obey God's will, does not, and it will not, excuse nor justify us when it comes to that great day of judgment. In Acts 17, verse 30, the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. Friends, just as surely as God raised Jesus from the dead, just as surely as Jesus raised from the dead, just as sure as there will be a day of judgment. In 2 Thessalonians 1, beginning with verse 7, to you that are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Let us not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Friends, we see your time is gone. We thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcement.
You have been listening to What the Bible Says, a broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, located at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We have a Bible study on Sundays at 9:30 AM, followed by a worship service at 10:30 AM. We meet again at 5 o'clock PM for another worship service. On Wednesdays, we have a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you can listen to all of the past broadcasts. You will also find audio of our sermons at East Abbotville, as well as various articles on Bible topics. While you are there, you can submit any Bible questions that you may have. Please join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.